morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 16,000 head of cattle to be offered on the 16th of May. 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, 1,975 weaned calves, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website superiorlivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. That next Superior sale coming Thursday, May 16th, 8 a.m. Central Time on SLA TV and SuperiorClickToBid.com. And remember, neighbors, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
As farmers face one of the harshest economic downturns in recent memory, witnessing a 50% reduction in farm income in just 2 years' time, American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Dr. John Newton says it's obvious the U.S. has a potential farm crisis on its hands. Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Newton during the Washington Watch event this week in D.C., hosted by the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. According to Newton, the big challenge has been the fact that prices have not just fallen, but have remained low, unlike the ag economy's typical cyclical behavior that generally sees markets bounce back up after they've had a down year.
The silver lining that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years is that land prices have been remained at pretty lofty levels. That's helped the asset side of the farm balance sheet. Help some folks, but more and more I'm hearing about people rolling short-term debt into their long-term debt. That's not a recipe for success. More and more people are getting denied their operating loans. Farm bankruptcies in some parts of the country are starting to rise. So I do think we've got a perfect storm brewing where if we don't see this trade situation resolved or there's no financial assistance to farmers and ranchers, it's going to be real difficult to pencil out any type of profit next year without some sort of resolution of trade, especially on the soybean front. I don't know how you're going to be able to pencil out a profit if soybean prices in 2020 start with a 6 or 7.
But what about the wheat market? No doubt it's been a tough spring to be a wheat grower this year as prices continue to fall below break-even levels. Oklahoma State University Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson, who spoke with producers at the recent OSU Lahoma Wheat Field Day, says at the current price being offered for wheat, it's going to be very hard to make break-even. But according to him, it still can be done.
Forward contract for harvest delivered wheat around $3.85, $3.90. This time last year, we were about 5 and a nickel, 5 and a dime. So significantly lower prices. The good news is that we've got right now projected 70% increase in production, and that 70% increase in yield and production will more than offset that dollar decline in price.
With big enough yields, Anderson suspects farmers could potentially increase their margins enough to achieve break-even levels.
Yeah, I think we can get close to break-even in some fields. Of course, there's fields that will be poor quality wheat and below average yields. I doubt that they're going to reach break-even. Production, I think, as we'll see as we go along, is more important than price. You can have an $8 price, but if you don't have anything to sell, and that's normally when we have $8, it doesn't do you much good.
You got farm news on Ron.
Ruby Lee is the tough lady of OSU wheat varieties. She's another of the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee is widely preferred by millers and offers exceptional grazability and a high yield potential. Ruby Lee offers a large kernel size, show wheat quality, and is fit for artisan baking. Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking ability into one variety. And she's the local check used for Wheat Quality Council testing. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to okgenetics.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.